they have crews that spray a crude oil on these, all these little edge places where this water, it is back out of the main lake at the stores there. This mosquito and their eggs, until they put. And so I said, I'm going to have to give TVA credit to being a great help to eradicate typhoid fever in this country. I don't think Bedford County's had, I believe, 3 cases last year. And when I was a boy, in other words, I've had 10 weeks of that stuff.
What did you take for?
Well, I expect the days when I had it, that quinine, a white powder, just as bitter as it could be. That's what the doctors used to kill it out there with, and starve you to death together. You couldn't eat. I was a milk drinker. I was about, well, I had that. I was born in 1882, and I had that typhoid fever in 1898. I was 16 years old. Before I had it in the summer before, 16 years old. And I had 10 weeks in bed with that. We had 4 cases of it in our home at one time. A little country doctor had the cases, and he came to our house one time, each day, and sometimes twice, for 44 days on the street. And rode about 6 miles to make this trip. If he had a deal like that with the doctor today, they'd bankrupt the millionaire, the bill would.
Yeah.
But as I said, they've eradicated typhoid fever. We don't have it anymore. But this state used to be infested with typhoid fever just as sure as the summer come around. Well, you could figure to battle typhoid fever.
Okay, this is a kind of insect that might get in your skin. It's a little tiny thing. And say if you went blackberry picking or something,
out west of the Mississippi River, they say red bug. This country here, I've always known that chigger, they call them a chigger. And it's, it's a little, just a speck. Red.
Yeah.
But really, as I said, the western people, west of the Mississippi River, call them red bugs. And I mean, that'll run you crazy. You go out to pick wild blackberries, things like that. Those things. Well, I've had them be, get on me to just worry you to death. In other words, you had to find something to put on how to kill them. Kerosene. We used to go blackberry picking before we go out in the wire in the woods. And in the past few years, pick blackberries, saturate ourselves all over with kerosene oil. That helped keep them off, didn't keep them off, but that helped a lot.
Yeah. Okay, this is an insect that you might find in the summer and be hopping around in the grass.
Well, there's 2 or 3 kinds of those. We call them grasshoppers. There's a small one and then there's a large one.
Do you ever hear that called hopper grass?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, this is a small fish that might be used for bait.
Well, He's a little minnow, and there's different types of them. Of course, there's several different names of them. Tennessee River's full of them. Shad, they call them, shad minnows. Great bait for those fishermen on the lakes, TVA lakes up and down Tennessee River.
Okay, and this is something, say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a pretty long time, you might find this stretched up across the corner of the room.
Cobweb.
Okay. Is that built by a spider?